Back in January of 2025, researchers out of the University of New Brunswick's Radio and Space Physics Lab published groundbreaking research on Global Navigation Satellite Systems, or GNSS, equipment, which is used most commonly for GPS navigation. More specifically, Dr. Anton Kastyev, who led the researchers, wanted to know how low-cost, consumer-grade GNSS receivers compare to expensive, scientific-grade ones when measuring the ionosphere. Anton explained that the ionosphere is a blanket term that refers to most of the Earth's atmosphere, including all layers between roughly 80 and 1,000 kilometers above the Earth's surface.
Ionosphere is very dynamic. Ionosphere can be a nuisance for satellite communication or navigation systems like GNSS. So for those systems, ionosphere is a problem. So it introduces delay into signals, which is effectively affecting the performance of those systems. When I say performance, it means accuracy of PNT solution, which is positioning, navigation, and time.
Anton and his fellow researchers use GNSS receivers to measure changes in the ionosphere, which lets things like GPSs work better. The more receivers that they can set up, the better their data is, and the better that your GPS will work. That's why they wanted to know if cheap receivers would work as well as expensive ones. That way, they can increase the total number of receivers collecting data for the same amount of money.
Like, I try to preach low-cost equipment for any type of research, not necessarily GNSS receiver or anything else. So if we can reduce the cost of our research, it may help us in getting a better understanding of the processes we're trying to look at.
To determine if low-cost receivers were as effective as expensive ones, the researchers at UMB's Radio and Space Physics Lab needed a large change in the ionosphere to monitor with both sets of equipment.
It all started a few years ago when we knew there will be a solar eclipse, that ionosphere is produced by solar UV, effectively, the ultraviolet radiation coming from the sun. So that radiation knocks out electrons from molecules and it becomes a plasma, and we call it ionosphere. There are different processes on the sun itself, and the energy coming from the sun is kind of fluctuates. What was excited about that, during the solar eclipse, a big portion of energy coming from the sun is effectively blocked by the moon. You switch it off, the source of energy, for several minutes.
So, during the eclipse, the ionosphere loses energy that it normally receives from the sun, essentially casting a shadow across it. Anton and his fellow researchers measured that shadow with both high-cost and low-cost receivers. They then compared the accuracy between the two. However, to get enough measurements to compare, the researchers needed many receivers spread out all over New Brunswick. So, Anton and his fellow researchers looked for a little help.
10 schools agreed, 10 systems are installed in high schools, while the other 5 were installed either in New Brunswick universities, Mount Allison University, Moncton, and Fredericton, a couple of sites from UND. Certainly the logistics of that, it took quite long time. Convincing people that is of interest, why are we doing that, what type of outcome we expect, and the conditions, and so forth. The main problem dealing with students were related to the way we install our equipment. So we need a clear sky, so our antenna have to be on the roof. Roofs are normally not allowed to be visited by students. We had requests from and willingness of some students to participate in the installation process. That's to have their hands dirty. But unfortunately, for safety reasons, it was not possible.
Anton and the researchers at the Radio and Space Physics Lab confirmed that low-cost GNSS receivers were just as effective at measuring the ionosphere as high-cost scientific-grade receivers. Anton hopes that this finding will make scientific research into Earth's atmosphere more accessible, especially in countries where scientists don't have access to large research budgets. More access to science means a better understanding of the ionosphere and more accurate GPSs for consumers. I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.